Finland, Raven. That's where it all started. Scientists early on in the pandemic were like, how are we going to get a control on this virus? Mm-hmm. How are we going to know who's going to have it? And you know what they said?
I have no idea.
They said, we need puppies. We need dogs. That's what we need.
You know, I love it when dogs go to work. It's one of my favorite things, actually. So I'm totally cool with that.
They're actually perfect for this because what the Finnish people found is that a dog's sense of smell, well, they didn't find this. Everybody already kind of already knew this. Mm-hmm. But it's like 3 million times stronger than a human sense of smell. So they can inhale about 300 times per minute in short breaths. And what they can do is that they can smell odor particles that are not part of like your normal DNA, your normal cell makeup. So what the scientists found was they could smell COVID in your sweat.
Mm.
Here's one of the Finnish experts talking about it.
We compared people who had an infection with coronavirus and actually had clinical signs, so were COVID-19 patients, compared to a control group. And those groups, we were able to find a difference with a 94% hit rate.
I like the idea of them grouped around a Swedish fire, listening to Swedish folk music in Finland,
right.
Along with
like
the
and all the puppies in a
scientists.
Big circle. Yeah.
Right, all coming together there and then coming up with some sort of cure.
I'm
I don't know
wondering.
If this is Finnish or Swedish. I got to be honest. I think I might have mislabeled it. I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
The thing I was thinking about was, like, you have to be sweating. So you have to, like, do they just make you jump up and down and do 20 jumping jacks before the dog can smell your sweat? Or you just naturally have that sweat?
I think to a dog, a human always smells a little bit sweaty. Always. Yeah. No matter based on their activity level or not.
So Raven and I put it to the test. Last night we went home to our puppies, our rescues, and we decided would have them smell us and see if they could smell any COVID on us.
Mm-hmm.
First, my dog Lila, who doesn't do a whole lot of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Lila, smell mommy. Do you smell any COVID? Smell. Do I smell like I have COVID? Lila, do I smell like I've showered? I just want to eat your treat.
Your dog will just ignore you. That's what I've figured out here at this point.
I thought because the Finnish people said that they use treats to help the dogs like learn. So I was like, if I hold a treat in my hand and have her sniff me, then she'd be able to smell the COVID. Well, turns out, no. All she wants is the treat and could care less about whether or not I'm sick.
That's her focal point. Here's me laying on the couch with Barkley and asking Barkley to do the same.
Hey, puppy. Smell daddy. Huh? Do I got COVID? You smell any COVID? Huh? No COVID, right? Yeah. Oh, lick the phone. You smell any on the phone?
Good news. I don't have COVID, but my phone is licked clean.
And the way you talk to your dog is ridiculous.
He's my little baby boy. Listen to his desperation there. All he wants to do is please me. He's like, Dad, I don't smell anything, but he gets all worked up here in the middle. Listen.
Do I get COVID? You smell any COVID?
Listen. He just wants to please me.
No COVID, right?
Such a sweet boy.
He's like, I'll tell you anything you want. He's like, Daddy, please, just give me that bone. I don't know if our dogs are well equipped to sniff out COVID, that's for sure.